Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the study session of the University City City Council meeting to order on Monday, March the 11th. Before we go to the subject of summer camps, are there any changes to the regular agenda other than I believe that Mr. Clay had sent a request to take a couple of items off the city manager's the consent agenda and move them to the city manager, which we can take care of during the regular session. Anything else? Hearing nothing else, Mr. Rose.
Our mayor and council members, this agenda item asks that you receive an update on our summer camp and provide direction regarding it. As many of you are aware, I have an interest in making some modifications to the summer camp program that would enable us to work with both the University City School District, as well as Washington University, to make some modifications so that the summer camp program includes a tutoring component to it. But before getting to that, I'd like for Director Girdler to come forward and present at least information on what the existing summer camp looked like, at least back in 2019, and his perspective regarding going forward. Mr. Girdler.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Good evening, Mayor, City Council. Just wanted to give a brief update and history of the summer camp program for you this evening. So considering the present, unfortunately, for 2024, we will not be able to have the summer camp program due to staffing and facility issues. Centennial Commons will most likely be in the final steps of rehabilitation work, and we do not want to risk staffing up and registering participants, then possibly be in the way of rehabilitation, have to cancel with little notice. As you can see, the 2019 program has weekly themes starting in early June and ending in late July. These various programs are very popular, and in the next, I'll show you a detail of what 1 week looks like in a couple of slides. These are the fees that were in effect in 2019. We have the camp before or after is for early drop off or late pickup, and that's pretty popular program where I believe you can drop off at 7:30 and pick up as late as 5:30. So and then there's regular camp that you go throughout the day. Just some details on the program booklet for camp, the Summer Youth Recreation Program (SYRP), and then the TAP program, Teen Activities Program. This is typical activity for a week. You can see a lot of use of the swimming. Wednesday, there was a zoo field trip. But as you're aware, currently the gymnasium floor is under construction, and the turf area is off limits due to construction necessary in that lower level of the facility, new drywall and flooring. Not an easy slide to read, but this is gives you an estimate. The TAPS program usually drew about 5 to 7 campers a week. That's for the older. The day camp was between 30 and 40 a week. The before and after was about half of that, 18 to 13 to 18 participants a week. And then you have the before, just the before students or just the after participants. We're excited about 2025 when the facility is really up and running, and hope that we, with the recreation division and other potential partners, we can collaborate, as Mr. Rose said, with the schools for personnel and facilities economies. We obviously want more programming and the expanded education component for summer camp. And like I said, typically summer camp runs early around the first week of June to the last week of July. It covers most of the non-school season. And there's a large component of the program was just basic activities, more hands-on stuff. And I think what we want to talk about a little bit this evening is more educational component to enhance what summer camp is. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Mr. Rose for any questions. Earlier.
Thank you. In addition to what Darren has outlined for you, I'd also like to receive some direction in regards to making the pool as well as Centennial Commons free of use, free for those individuals or those students that participate in the tutoring program. So two issues I would like direction on. One is whether it is acceptable to start a dialogue with the school district as well as with Washington U regarding examining our summer camp program. And then secondly, if you are in agreement that we can incentivize, should you approve the program, students to use it, tutoring services, by making free use of the pool in Centennial Commons. Mayor, that concludes our presentation, and I would, Mr. Girdler and I would be happy to respond to any questions.
Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Director Girdler, for your presentation. Excited to hear that we are looking to bring back the program, collaborating with the school district and Washington University as well. I don't know if the district was running their own summer program in 2019, but that has been an advent certainly of the past, say, 3 years, maybe. That will undoubtedly be a part of the conversation, I'm sure, whether or not they're going to continue running their program and how our program could mesh with theirs, because I understand their program is exclusively academic and not recreational. If someone knows better and can correct me if I'm wrong, please do so. But I believe that is the thrust of the district's program, is purely academic. In terms of, if you're looking for a consensus, yes, please proceed with the conversation with the school district and the incentive program as well. Be curious the cost of these things as we do them, but certainly I cannot imagine it would be prohibitive in any way. So you have one vote in the affirmative.
Anyone else? Mr. Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to consider the possibility, were there ever scholarship funds available for residential children? Is that something we could consider?
I don't have an answer for you regarding whether in the past if there have been scholarships. We can do some research and respond back to you, but I do believe as well that it's a good idea.
The other issue is there any limitation on bringing in possibly another university with this if we're looking for programs? Because my particular program at St. Louis University was always looking for places for outreach as well. So in addition to Washington University, perhaps the education department or special ed portions of St. Louis University, I'd be happy to look into that with you.
Absolutely. We would enjoy all the help we can get.
And a lot of the students obviously need clinical or curriculum hours. And these programs are ripe for that sort of thing. So I think we could get good volunteer input from those folks as well. So that's my suggestion.
Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Girdler, for your presentation and giving us that information. The numbers that we had, we had about on average 45 campers a week, but we had spots for over 150 a week back in 2019. Are we looking at a similar, as we're projecting in the future, having enough capacity and staff to service 150, or folks that might want to use the program? Not that they came out and we didn't hit that goal, but we had the capacity. We only had 30% of that. We didn't have hundreds and hundreds of kids, as we've been told, that we're turning away. But it was only, you know, as I counted it, 30% of that we offered. But we're going to be shooting for about 150 kids a week that we could maybe work with.
I'm sorry.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember, I think initially when we bring the program back, we want to do a pilot to find out how popular it is, especially with this hopefully tutoring component. We'd probably limit it to around 50 students initially, and then expand it the following year if it seems to be a popular program.
And with the Camp U that the school district has, while the focus is mostly on education, I know they do have a component that's field trips. There's a lot of, it's more engaging. It's more, the experience isn't, as I looked at summer school as a kid, was punitive almost. I don't think that's the district's focus or look at it at all. But they only run, I think they run June when school gets out. They stop right before, just after the 4th of July. So that August period, I think we'll have to have some conversations about if we're going to have tutoring in that July to August period, that second half of summer, how we do that and where do those folks come from? Because you may have teachers that volunteered for that Camp U period that are looking forward to those next 4 weeks where they're getting ready for classrooms. They're doing, they're preparing for the next academic year, or they're taking time off, or we may have to work with that to understand how we fit within that educational component. Just that's been my experience with my grandson through Camp U. So thank you.
Ms. Klein.
Yes, thank you for your presentation. I just have a couple of questions about the tutoring component, and I don't know if this is a question for you, Mr. Roser. So would the tutoring component be open to people, to kids outside of the program, or just within the summer program?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Klein, initially it would just be limited to students that are participating in the summer camp program. Initially, our intention is to pilot it. We know that, you know, sometimes what you think might work may not work, and sometimes it may work better than what you had anticipated. So I believe that the best approach is to do a pilot and then to look at expanding it if it's warranted, the summer camp program. But initially, the intention is to have about 50 students. We think that we can fill up that number of participants in the summer camp program. But in future years, I think the expansion may look to those that are outside of the summer camp program as well for tutoring. In part, it depends upon, as Councilmember McMahon indicated, the number of teachers that volunteer, but also the number of students that may be willing to participate in the program as tutors also. So there are a number of unknowns at this point, but initially we needed to get approval from you before we could go down the road of engaging either the school district or WashU in this reformatted program.
Okay, thank you. And I just want to comment that I like the idea of an incentive program. I do think, you know, at some point it may be nice to expand that outside of the participants in the summer program. But I also think that we should consider you know, some kind of guidelines within that scope to say, you know, more than participation, we want to make sure that the kids are engaging, because it could just be that, you know, kids go and just run around the class. And we want to make sure that it's directly correlated yeah. with their efforts. So that would be my suggestion in that regard.
Mr. Fuller, before your my bite of the apple, do we have any information as to, I saw there was a difference between resident and non-resident. I mean, my kids went to this program for years. Did we really have I don't remember too many non-residents coming, but that's just more if someone can get back to me later. I don't think it's that important. The other one is, what is the size of the school district's program? Because we're talking about 30 to 35, maybe 40 kids. What's the size of the school district? Because I think you've kind of got to figure out the scope on this one. And the other one, I guess I'm still scratching my head just a tad on. Can someone walk me through the options that were examined for 2024 to make a determination that 2024 wasn't going to be the year to bring it back?
Honorable Mayor, I believe had discussions with Director Gerler regarding whether we had the facilities and whether we had the staffing to do a great program for summer camp, and learned through those discussions that it was unlikely that we would have the facilities available to actually conduct summer camps in 2024. And that's simply as a result of the flooding that occurred and the need to, if we're going to be able to get reimbursement, to receive FEMA's approval prior to advancing the improvements.
And as someone who had kids in the camp, I always remember there being more kids there, but that's anecdotal, and anecdotal doesn't help us very much. But the number of 35 to 40 per week just seems less than the years when, of course, my kids are older. When I'm candidly just wondering, did participation go down over time? And these numbers are going to be stale because it's now we're five years hence. So I'm just trying to get some idea as to whether it's been declining or whether it was stable, and my anecdotes are just off. Mr. Fuller, your light went off. Are you back on, or you'd pressed, and then Mr. Clay could be next if you're Mr. Clay?
Well, I would, Mayor, I would echo your question about attendance, because now this was when dinosaurs roamed the earth, but the day camp was my first job, and certainly it was busting at the seams then with young people. Again, this was in an ancient period, but I am curious what we might think precipitated the decline in enrollment, because I know we had waiting lists at that time. So,
Mr. Fuller.
Two issues. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Rose, you said the teachers are volunteering for this. We are considering paying staff for this, right?
Ramir, Councilmember Fuller, yes, no question. The intention would be to compensate staff, but you know that will be a discussion with the school district whether there are enough teachers willing to volunteer, okay, or whether compensation will be required, as well as with hopefully the tutors we're able to get from the university. So that's one of those unknowns until we get into more granular into developing the program.
Last question. Am I safe to assume that as we develop this, that the possible Director of Recreation will be a significant part of this planning process?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. Thank you.
And I'm going to make an assumption, but I assume that Council Member Smotherson probably had a number of questions. We apologize. He had to leave for just a few minutes. So there may need to be some time later on for some follow-up, I would think, from Council Member Smotherson for either Mr. Rose or for Mr. Girdler. So are there other questions right now of either the city manager or Mr. Girdler? If not, Thank you very much. And we will begin the public session in 10 minutes.